We're going to take some time now to experience the space that is between everything. The space that is between ourselves, the space that's between the parts of ourselves, the space that's between the fibers of the chair we're sitting on, the space that is in the rocks of the mountains and the water of the oceans. And we're going to take a moment to really experience that space that is always there. The space that is the thing that is common to all things. The space that is the dimension of creation. The space that holds the patterns that are manifested into three-dimensionality. So let's start by connecting to our breath, just seeing where it's at today. Where does it want to go? Where does it feel comfortable? Are there any parts of our body that are rejecting our breath, that might need a little bit of coaxing to let that breath in? What about your toes and the soles of your feet? Is the breath interacting with that part of your body? Can you direct it there with your imagination? Can you feel it there? Can you sense it there? And can your breath interact with the space between oxygen molecules and other molecules? Can your breath recognize that that space is not limited to being within your foot, within your toes? That there's a dimension where there is no outside limit to whatever is within your foot? And what about your ankles? Can you feel that universal space within your ankles and feel it moving up your calves? Can you feel that between the fibers of your muscles, there is this space of creation between every cell, within every cell, between every atom? In the fibers of your muscles, there is a space of creation. Can you feel it in your knee? Can you feel it in the big muscles of your thighs? Can you feel how your consciousness can float in this space, being within your body, but also bigger than your body? And can you feel this space in your pelvis, in your hips, in your waist, in your belly? And all of the various organs that you hold within you, can you feel how infinite they are by having this space within them. Can you feel how limitless they are? Your liver, your spleen, your pancreas, your lungs. Can you feel the infinity within your heart, your kidneys? And can you feel this space in your shoulders and down your arms and into your fingertips, that when you move your hands, you're also moving within this space of infinity, where the space that is within your bones and your ligaments and your tendons is the same space as in the air around you. It is the same space that is within the trees around you and the metal of the buildings around you. It's all the same space. And can you feel this coming up through your throat and into your jaw and your face? Can you feel this in your eyes? Can you feel that your eyeballs are filled with this infinite space that is the same space within your neighbor, within the people in your family, in your community, within every person, animal, plant on this planet? It's all the same space. Can you feel that space in your eyeballs? And what about in your brain? This big, massive tissue that we carry around, that we protect. Can you feel the space within it? Can you feel that there's no border or boundary between your head and the contents of your head and the contents of anything else? It's all just space. And this space is timeless. And this space is spaceless. And this space is where sound lives. So now, can you recognize that my voice is coming to you through this space, and that any sound that I make or you make or anything else makes creates a wave that goes on infinitely, because it's within this space that has no borders or boundaries. And how calming does it feel to know that you are filled with this space that has no time, that has no beginning and no ending, that has no limitations? That is pristine. And exists as a creative force, as a unifying field. Can you feel that you exist within this unifying field. That you are as big as anything can be, and you are as little as anything can be, and you are as vast as anything can be.